Hello, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Exchange Defender Executive Podcast. This is something we do every week to keep you on top of things that are happening at Exchange Defender, everything technical, business, and development in less than 10 minutes. So if you find something that's interesting or relevant to your business, you can go to our blogs or get in touch with us and get to the bottom of everything that you need without spending all that time watching webcasts, reading blogs, and everything else that we do. Today we're going to talk about development, about things we're doing with compliance and ConnectWise. Stephanie's going to give us a bit of an update on the promotions and things we're doing at next week's events. And Travis is going to give us an update on Exchange 2007, 2010, and a couple of reliability and redundancy things that we've been working on. So first of all, let me introduce you to Hank. And Hank, you have been working on the compliance integration tool that we mentioned last week. Where are we with that? What's the status of it?
About middle of last week, we actually finished the compliance tool and got everything together with that. Earlier in this week, we began testing it and going through several PSTs to make sure that things actually worked and there was no bugs. And as of yesterday, we actually have a few people who've started using it, and it seems to be going pretty well.
That's great news. Now, in terms of ConnectWise, we're going to that event next week. We've had integration with them for years, but we haven't really had it against the latest and the greatest APIs, which has caused our partners some problems. What are you working on this week in terms of addressing that?
Yeah, like you said, our last ConnectWise integration was about 2 years ago, and so we've taken that API, we've taken the latest one, we've worked with it, and now it does a little more than it did in the past. It does integration of contacts, companies, tickets, as well as doing the callback requests from the tickets, so you have the live, up-to-date tickets as they're published to the portal, instead of the old way that we used to do it, where it was email pings back and forth, which proved unreliable most of the time.
Now, speaking of unreliable stuff, and this actually has been the biggest request in the office, talk a little bit about the Shocky Monkey chat. What have you changed on that front?
Well, there's a few things I changed that you may not notice. We improved some reliability issues with cross-browser support, but the biggest thing that we put in was sound notifications. So anytime somebody opens a chat request, within the 30-second timer of that chat, you'll hear a loud monkey screaming to notify the technician that there's an open request. Once we start the chat, it'll make a less potent monkey scream back and forth as each chat message comes in.
From our experience, that will actually be the coolest part of the software, because if you have multiple texts and they're in different timers, you will just hear this monkey screaming noise ringing throughout your office. So it's hopefully something that will make you a little bit happier and make it for a better office experience. Now, finally, one of the biggest things that we added this week was the extension of our network operations notifications to Twitter. You can find that at XDNOC handle over in Twitter. But what's changed with that, aside from it actually working?
Well, initially we noticed when we published it that we had some timestamp issues, which we corrected the next day. So now they're accurate timestamps of when XDNOCs are posted. And also we tied in the hook to Twitter, so every time we make a publish to our NOC post, it goes instantly over to Twitter, so you can always count on that feed having the most up-to-date information about any outages that may have occurred or any maintenance schedules.
All right, great. All right, Hank, thank you so much. Now, Stephanie, who most of you have met, is going to talk to us a little bit about the promotions and the specials that we're doing this month. Obviously, we have a huge event next week. We have a couple of conferences going on here in Orlando. But let's talk about something that everybody gets to take advantage of, and that's our Halloween special. Steph, do you want to bring us up to date on what that is?
Currently, we're holding a Halloween promotion that's going to run all the way through November until the 29th of the month, and it's going to be for Hosted Exchange, and you get $1 off. So for a Hosted Exchange and SharePoint account, it's going to be $8.99 per mailbox, and for Exchange Essentials, it's going to be $4.99 per mailbox. And this is a really easy way to save money, and also on all those accounts that you sign up during that period, they will be grandfathered in at that price for as long as the account's active.
That's great. You know, quick way to save a buck or two. And, you know, Exchange is very competitive, but as most of you know, once you put out that proposal, people always try to think about it. Well, now you can go to them and tell them, hey, it's going to cost a little bit less than last time, but we got to move. So hopefully this gets your clients faster. Now, what are we doing at ConnectWise? You're going to be manning or womb manning the booth for the whole week at HTG and at ConnectWise. What are we doing there?
Well, we're going to be in the exhibit hall throughout the entire conference, and we're also going to be even golfing, but the main thing that we're excited about is the chance to talk to everyone. We're also going to be running a promotion for all ConnectWise attendees to get 5 free hosted Exchange mailboxes for a whole year. But the catch to this is that you actually have to come and talk to us. So if you're going to be at the conference, please stop by our booth. We're going to be in booth number 415, and just visit us and get some free stuff while you're there.
Thank you, Stephanie. I hope to see many of you out at the ConnectWise event. If you want to talk to me directly, I'll be there as well the entire week and the weekend, looking forward to the off-the-grid party and so on. But if you want to sit down for a couple of minutes and just chat with me about what we're doing and see what we're up to, I will be more than glad to make the time. I'm not sure if I'll be in the booth that entire time, but if I'm not in the booth, I'm somewhere nearby and they'll be able to find me. So look forward to meeting some of you for the first time, and if you know me, stop by. I'll buy a beer. Now, in terms of drinking, we had some issues this week, and I believe about 600 mailboxes have been affected. So we spent a lot of time this week on the networking side, and Travis is here to talk to us about Exchange. And Travis, you want to give us an update on what happened to Dewey and what's being done to address it?
So the issue was originally caused by a conflict with a hot spare policy. We had 2 independent RAID failures, which normally isn't too big of a deal because, you know, we have the spare drives and the automatic policies in place. But we had a conflicting policy, and what happened or ended up happening is the logs drive was dropped from the server and became corrupted. And that led to a couple log files that were uncommitted from the database. By mathematics, you know, it was only roughly 30 emails across all users, but because the log files were missing, we were unable to mount the databases and we had to start an integrity check. And due to the size of the databases, it's taking quite some time to get through.
Well, that's a very detailed description for, hey, a hard drive died and we had an issue recovering all of the services back online. Now, that's the type of stuff that doesn't happen with Exchange 2010, which is what we've been encouraging our partners to move to for as long as we've had it. So can you talk a little bit about what's new in Exchange 2010 and why, when we experienced the exact same hard drive death in a 2010 cluster, people weren't affected for more than an hour or so?
Exchange 2010, by default, just has a lot of improvements to the information store process itself and the architecture for failovers. With 2010, you have a built-in native redundancy that was offered originally in 2007, but it wasn't something that you could set up after the fact or you could scale to. So with 2010, whenever we had the drive failure, we were able to move over most of the customers to the failover database, and the ones that were affected were ones that were behind on logs because it was running a backup at the time. So we only had, you know, roughly 20% of the users that were affected on the Louis cluster. With our new RockerDuck 2010 cluster, we have multiple servers that are all in the DAG that if one does go down, it instantly fails over, and if one server is running a backup, it'll automatically fail over to the next, so no service is lost by clients. So the same outage that occurred on a 2010 server only took an hour to repair versus the multiple days on 2007.
And 2007 is something that we're looking towards replacing, and we've been asking partners to move because really this isn't the first time this has happened to Dewey, and we've had it happen to Scrooge in the past, and you know, it's just one of those luck of the draw types of things. You know, when you run Exchange and when you run as many services as we do, we have clients that have been with us for years and have never had a technical issue. But then we also have people who have been unlucky enough to be on this Dewey MBox 2 cursed server that for some reason, you know, has had multiple issues. So that's kind of why so few people were affected. We've been very effective in getting people to move to 2010 and to the latest and the greatest. We can't just do an in-place upgrade because we have a lot of clients that have third-party software that depends on Exchange 2007. So if you have the opportunity to move, by all means, move. And we are going to start offering a migration service to some of you folks so that we can take you from either external hosting infrastructures onto ours or move you across our system without a lot of downtime and a lot of legwork. Now, before we get to that, though, I did want you to kind of bring them up to date on what's happening with L.A. We talked about doing geographic redundancy and adding servers in L.A. for Rocker Duck. What is the main benefit of that, and what do they have to look forward to?
Before we touch on that, last week we spoke about the Los Angeles Live Archive, and that was our first real geographic redundancy with Exchange 2010. We provided a full redundant solution that if one data center goes completely down for a service, that everything automatically can fail over. We got to activate it, and it ran the entire week as this Dewey outage was going. So overall, the stretch DAG is something that we're going to be looking at implementing with Rocker Duck, and it would give us the ability that if we lost our Dallas data center, or we lost network, or we lost any type of critical service, we would activate the failover in real time, and clients wouldn't see any disconnection.
That's what we're all looking forward to. So let me just sum this up. In terms of development, we're doing really well on the compliance archiving tool and the compliance archives. So if you haven't started selling that, by all means do. People are making tons of money with it, and this is the first at $4 per user per month. This is the first archiving solution that you can actually sell to small business and really make money. Next week, we will be at ConnectWise. And all the shows that surround it, like HDG and LPI and so on. So by all means, give us a call. Stop by and see us. We have a very nice promotion waiting for you when you get there. We want to get you started with this hosted exchange stuff. You know, we know sort of firsthand the amount of frustration, as you can hear in Travis's voice, that comes with running Exchange. And it's really nice when you're not the one that has to worry about the actual management and maintenance, and you can just defer it to somebody else. Stop by, see me, see Stephanie, Travis, anybody else you want to meet, let us know, because we're here in Orlando. And, you know, just stay in touch with us. Give us some feedback on this podcast. We'd like to know if you're enjoying it, if you're using it. And if anybody in your company has any feedback, by all means, pass it back to me on Facebook, through email, or any way you wish. Also, sign up for the XDNOC Twitter account. That will keep you sort of in the loop on everything that we're doing here when it comes to maintenance and outages and tasks and everything else that's going on here. So we hear really good things about that. And now that it's integrated with Twitter, the next stuff will be PSA integrations and then RMM integrations. So things here are going on great. I appreciate your business, appreciate your time, and have a wonderful day.